The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Have you ever had a project at home or at work that you just needed to do, and so you set aside time for it? Have you had an important meeting or an important family event that you had to guard jealously on your calendar to make sure you didn't accidentally schedule something else for that time? When something is important, we make time for it. The more important it is, the more aware we are of the time necessary for it. But let me ask you this. Have you set aside time specifically for rest? Do you take your lunch hour without fail? Do you make sure you avoid work on Sundays and keep holy the Sabbath? Do you plan ahead and make sure all the yard work, the housework, the laundry, and all that stuff is done before Sunday so that you can dedicate the day to the Lord? We have a very serious obligation to make sure that we rest. But this rest that God commands us to take, and he does command it, the third commandment, is not a command to just do whatever we want. It's not a command to be lazy all day Sunday and just plop in front of the TV and just change the channels until the end of time. It's not a command to take out our phone and scroll through social media for hours on end. It's not a command to do whatever we want, but it's very specifically a command from Jesus Christ, from God, to give an entire day to him. To spend one day each week doing the truly important things. And Sunday is the day that the apostles specifically set aside for this, so we know the third commandment is keep holy the Sabbath. And so the Sabbath for the Jewish people would have been Saturday, but for us, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, happened on a Sunday. And so every Sunday of the year, we commemorate the resurrection. We commemorate Easter. So each Sunday is kind of a little Easter. And for us, that is our holy day. That is the day that we set aside each week to give to God. The work ethic and the culture around us, and you can ask a lot of doctors, this work ethic is kind of unhealthy for a lot of us. And I would even go so far as to say that it's un-Catholic for us. So not just unhealthy, but un-Catholic. This idea that we have to work every second of our day, that we have to be productive every second of our day, is not what God asks of us. Because if all we do is work, 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 what's the point? We weren't made for work. Work was made for us, just like the Sabbath was made for us, not us for the Sabbath. In today's gospel, by inviting the apostles to rest and taking a boat away from the crowds, Christ gives us a glimpse into the importance of leisure, the importance of taking a day of rest from our ordinary occupation, from our ordinary worries and day-to-day lives. Part of this rest comes in the form of attending Mass with our community here, Saturday night, Sunday morning, but Sunday specifically. Part of it is enjoying time with our family and friends, going out to dinner with friends, having a lunch with our family. All of this is part of leisure and part of our day of rest. Perhaps some of it is even spending an afternoon, an hour each Sunday afternoon, teaching our own kids the catechism. because as parents, we're our first, the primary teachers, educators of our children. So maybe that's part of our Sunday afternoon. Or maybe it's even setting up a pickup game of basketball in the neighborhood with the local families. Things like this are still good for us and still build up the community and still allow us to dedicate our day to God. The important thing, though, to remember is that even the Sabbath, not just work, but the Sabbath was made for us. And we must take our rest and we must sanctify it. The Catechism actually tells us that the institution of the Lord's Day helps everyone enjoy adequate rest and leisure to cultivate their familial, cultural, social, and religious lives. Here's the thing. So often we get caught up in the things of this world that we lose sight of the world to come. We get so consumed with work, with progress, with finances that we forget about God himself, the creator of the world, the creator of our work, our finances, our day-to-day lives. He is the one that sustains us, and yet we forget about him. But by keeping Sunday holy, every single week we have a reminder that God is the center of our lives, that Jesus Christ is the one that we should be focusing on, even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of all the worries, and even in the midst of our daily occupation of work. Pope Emeritus Benedict says that without the perspective of eternal life, human progress in this world is denied a breathing space. Enclosed within history, it runs the risk of being reduced to the mere accumulation of wealth. Humanity thus loses the courage to be at the service of higher goods, Jesus Christ. And Jesus clearly says in the Gospel of Mark, again, that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So we should not be overly scrupulous about whether or not we're doing too much work on Sunday. So we might have to feed our families, and so we have to cook. We might have to do something, I don't know, whatever we need to do on Sundays, it's still okay to do, but the prescription by God to keep it holy and dedicated to him still stands. And we have to keep that in mind. We must diligently and conscientiously set aside time for the Lord, time for our families, and time for ourselves. There's a quote from St. Augustine that perfectly captures how important rest is for us. St. Augustine says that our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in you. And Christ, in the gospel today, knowing that the apostles were exhausted after traveling and preaching, invites them to rest a while. And he invites each one of us to rest too.